So, President Donald Trump went all the way to Canada for the G7 summit and left a day early. Now, that is strange, right? Especially when the Middle East is literally on fire. Israel and Iran are at the edge of war, and Trump, as always, is being seen as a central figure in this whole tension. So, the obvious question is, why even go to the G7 if things are that serious back home? The White House said Trump left the G7 early because of the situation in the Middle East. Sounds serious, right? But here is where it gets interesting. If the Iran-Israel crisis was really the reason, then why attend the summit at all? Why fly across continents, shake some hands, smile for the camera, and then bounce? If you had such urgent calls to make and strategies to discuss, wouldn't it be better to stay back and handle the crisis from Washington? Well, there is more to this story than what meets the eye. Let's break it down. Now, let's talk about what was really going on inside the G7. The truth is, this summit was less about unity and more about individual agendas. Ukraine war, Iran tensions, yes, they were on the table. But if you look at the vibe inside the summit room, it was more like a marketplace than a council of allies. In fact, Trump even said, removing Russia from the G8 in 2014 was a mistake. He openly supported Putin. You can imagine how that went down with European leaders pushing for tougher sanctions on Moscow. And to add more to that drama, Trump had already slapped tariffs on several G7 member countries. So the atmosphere had to be awkward, tense, and full of hidden motives. Now here's the tricky part. While G7 countries say they support Israel, most of them are actually focused on Ukraine. Europe can't fully commit to both conflicts, not enough resources, not enough political will. And then you must have seen Zelensky saying a very stupid statement. He said, escalating Iran-Israel conflict should not divert international aid from Ukraine, particularly from the US. That's like asking for extra plates when the kitchen's already on fire. So the bottom line is, Europe wants moral support for Israel, but actual weapons and money for Ukraine. Now let's get to the real reason why Trump went to the G7, and more importantly, why he left early. You know why he left early, because he had only one agenda from the summit. He wanted trade deals from the summit and nothing else. No drama, no long speeches, no time pass. Strictly business. Have a look at this picture and I will tell you what each leaders wanted from Trump. Number 1, Japan's Prime Minister wanted Trump to lower tariffs on Japanese goods. Number 2, German Chancellor wanted tougher US sanctions and increased pressure on Russia. Then European Union Chief wants more time to negotiate a deal with the US. If you remember, Trump had proposed 50% tariffs on European Union imports. She begged for an extension. But in reality, she wants a 0-for-0 deal with the United States. It's a classic European Union stall tactics. And then the Canadian Prime Minister wants a new economic and security partnership with the United States. Basically, he wants Trump to roll back or eliminate the recently imposed US tariffs on Canadian exports. Then the Italian Prime Minister is there as a moderator. Her voice is more symbolic than strategic, because European Union Chief does the negotiation on behalf of European Union, which Italy is also part of. So basically, Meloni is positioning herself as a bridge between the European Union and the United States, and I don't think Trump needs a moderator. And then there is the French President Macron. How many of you feel like this guy just shows up to act stylish, to show off like a movie hero? He's in his own mood. Sometimes he's getting slapped by his wife on a plane. Other times he's whispering to the Canadian Prime Minister like he's revealing some national secrets. Even in this G7 summit, just look at Macron and Meloni. He looks like that one kid in school who spreads gossip from one group to another. That's exactly the vibe Macron is giving. And Meloni, she literally looks like a kid with that thumbs up expression. In fact, you know what Trump said about Macron, that he is just a publicity seeker. And for once, it's hard to disagree. And then if you look at the UK Prime Minister, UK is the only country that finalized a trade deal under Trump's new tariff rules. One handshake and the deal is done. So if you see, almost every leader present at the G7 summit were keen to pin down the US president on his tariffs and trade. And Trump has given 9th July deadline that marks the end of a 90-day pause on his Liberation Day tariffs. So with all this noise around him, Trump did what any dealmaker would do. Trump walked into the G7 summit already knowing the script. He took one look at everyone. Every leader there had a hidden wish list, rehearsed smile, layered agendas, disguised as diplomacy. And he said to himself, nope, I didn't come for photo ops and empty handshakes. He wasn't buying the act. He showed face, made his point and left early. Because he knew the game. They were not ready to make an offer. They just wanted to negotiate him down. He left because he knew if you stick around too long, they start thinking you are desperate. Trump knows timing is power. He made it clear, you want a deal, you come correct. Otherwise, I've got Air Force One and a country to run. And if there is one thing Trump doesn't do, he doesn't like to play the puppet. He left them all confused, because the art of the deal doesn't work if you are the only one ready to deal. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.